Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
All right, good morning to you. James, if you see any notable comments on social media about this picture,
yeah,
maybe in the next half hour we address them. This photograph of me. It is ridiculous because I'm just lounging.
Chilling, man. You are chilling.
Like, John, you were working, and I'm just like drinking a Slurpee, chilling.
What year was that?
So, is this one of those times you don't have your microphone
on?
Yeah, that was. What year is this?
This is 1989, October of
89. 89.
Yep.
Man.
Probably could have made the Phillies
different
roster.
Different world. Man.
I could have. I could have.
89 Phillies were tough.
Me or Steve Jones?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No question. Well, Dickie Fine. I don't know, man.
Was there a coach who was reprimanding you at some point for doing this?
Maybe I'm waiting for my mom to pick me up. Who knows?
I guess.
Maybe I've put in my work for the day. Made my all-star
box
team.
In your hand?
Like, I think it's a Slurpee.
Slurpee.
Yeah, that was go-to back in the day, man.
Of course.
Then it got all watered down and the whole deal.
Maybe
plus, 7-Eleven got lapped. Rhea,
did
anything
have slush
get
puppies?
Hold on a second. Rhea, did anything get lapped more than 7-Eleven by Wawa?
It was amazing,
right?
Because when I used to drink their coffee, I was religious on their coffee.
It was a big deal, 7-Eleven.
Oh, it was absolutely. I mean, I had one near my house on my way to school. It was everything, and then it was just like.
It's like nothing. Wawa crushed everything else around here of that ilk. Pretty amazing.
Did you have slush puppies?
I don't even know what it is.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Jimmy?
Add that to the list.
No.
What's a slush puppies? Is that a middle of Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I don't know.
It must be.
Perhaps. It was like a, like an icy, like a Slurpee, but you could get it in all different flavors. It wasn't just like
I don't know that
red
one.
Or cola.
Can I ask this question about where you're from?
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider it civilized?
Very much so. It's the land of the fair and the strong and the wise. I mean, it's Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to get the Mechanicsburg listeners.
I get where you're at. Yeah, I get where you're
at. I mean,
here.
They produce Richie. I mean, how civilized can you be? Let's go to the phones.
You guys talked about punching cows recently.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
We had lots of cows. You know, my high school, Cumberland Valley, the nickname was Cow Valley.
There you go.
I told you, like, the cows were dangerously close to us, the students, when we were in gym class during the archery segment
of
gym class.
Oh, my God.
Did I tell you
that?
No, you did not tell us this.
Yeah, so the farmer was terribly upset.
I'm sure.
I would imagine.
We shot the cows every time we went out to gym class. It's a barbed wire fence. The cows are 10 feet away and you've got targets. We've got bows and arrows. I don't know. Did you guys do this?
No, we lived in the city.
I did archery.
I did it at camp.
At Pep Trotter's camp.
Okay.
It was great.
I'm a little surprised
they let 11-year-olds do it, but we did it.
I'm kind of surprised now, too, in retrospect, that we even had this sort of access to be allowed to shoot.
You could just turn sideways and kill someone if you wanted to.
Well, I would have thought that.
I mean, you could accidentally do it.
I mean, you could do that with a pencil,
but a bow and arrow, man?
They weren't sharpened arrowheads.
I don't know,
but they were metal.
So you didn't hurt the cows that much?
I mean, not that much.
Did you get a cow?
Did I shoot a cow?
Yeah, accidentally. Yeah.
I shot a cow.
Did you get one?
Like,
I shot
multiple cows. But remember, I grew up going to my Uncle Kirby's farm out in Brush Valley.
Oh, yeah, you've told us about
so
this.
So I had a lot of cow experience. I've spent a lot of time around cows.
Settle
That's
down
probably
on the,
where
settle
I've done
down
more
on cow experience.
Cow, like cow interaction, talking, speaking.
Cow interaction.
Feeding.
Yeah. Was that Catherine the Great? Who was it that was known for
cow interaction?
Yeah, something like that. A horse.
Why do you always
Oh, yeah, it
walk?
Is Catherine the Great.
Catherine
yeah,
the Great
like
and
that.
Horse.
Thank
That's
you.
That's not that great.
No, it's not. Let's get to, at least that was the rumor, right? Let's get to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Big on old school rumors.
Whoa.
Rumors yeah, in the right. 1700s, 1600s.
The good thing is her family can't sue me because no one's probably alive. Good morning, Ed.
Right. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hey, John, have you ever been cow tipping in Mechanicsburg before?
I have not. No. That seems like something I shouldn't claim. I have not done it. But I've heard it's not as easy as what you might think.
It seems like a very high risk, low reward kind of situation. So.
And that's probably why we didn't try ever. And it seemed kind of mean also.
Well, it's very mean.
Shooting them with arrows is okay. That's not mean at all.
No. Well, remember, they weren't sharp.
All right, Ed, what do you got on the Eagles, buddy?
Yeah, so I Seemed wanted okay. to talk about how Nolan Smith has really kind of developed.
Yep.
And, you know, I was kind of with you, Joe. I was not quite ready to label him as a bust, but I was sort of like, remember how we were like, when is Rashad Penny going to show us something last year?
Yep.
And I'm like, we're not going to see anything from Nolan Smith. And all of a sudden, like, his speed is kind of jumps off the tape, but how he's been kind of working his moves off of that. Like, his handwork has been impressive. Like, I don't even think, like, Maialata or Johnson with their first step is quick enough to catch Smith. But then he has,
I don't
has,
know
like,
about that, Ed. Look.
Well, it's maybe not that quick. But, you know, his hands are so fast that, like, tackles aren't able to, like, get their, you know, to body him up. And then he also has been like, he plays so low that it's like he always has leverage, and I think that's just his game has really advanced over the last year.
It has. I also like the effort we see. I mean, generally you see strong effort across the board, but not always in sports. He strikes me as a guy that's working hard to get there.
I think it's got to be helping him that he's going against these tackles that he's going against in practice.
Was last week the one was last week the one someone told
us
the guy
stunk? Yeah, Ross told us that he stunk.
Yeah,
think about the
stunk.
Georgia guys. I mean, we just talked about Jordan Davis, obviously Jalen Carter, N'Kobe Dean showing up. Like, there was a moment where we were like,
0-5, right?
Was that a mistake?
Healy Ringo's another, right?
Yeah, and he's been going special teams.
He's been outstanding.
But, like, so all of a sudden, it's like, maybe, yeah, target the best college defense of all time and get guys from that.
That's
that
right.
works pretty well.
Hey, Ed, give me a tough choice that someone had to make in a movie or a show.
How about Smalls and Benny the Jet Rodriguez trying to decide to jump that fence to get the ball from the
deep? Well, it is a choice. Yeah, there's no doubt. But why am I
Sandlot.
Forgetting? Sandlot. Correct. Thank you. Let's go to Andy right now. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Great show this morning.
Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, buddy.
Especially Kelsey. I'm so excited for his show. My career started as an intern in NFL Films. And
nice.
Then Wilbert, I grew up watching that era of Eagles football, so this has just been
Sweet.
Awesome to hear. And speaking of Wilbert, I've been thinking about the way we're talking about the running game, and I feel like the conversation about Saquon is, should we go for the record, go for 2,000? I think everybody's having the wrong conversation, because he's great. We don't have to worry about – I'm not worried about his durability. But in the playoffs, everybody knows what you're going to do. Unless you've got a couple of plays at key moments – excuse me – using guys in a different way.
Like the Philly, the Philly special?
I mean, yes, but
no, I hear you. Listen, Andy, maybe. I mean, I hear you. Look, I think Sirianni is sharp enough that he's probably got a few things holstered that he hasn't put out there yet. I mean, I would think most coaches would.
Of course.
I agree, but the other way to think about it is Kenny G. I mean, I love seeing the touches that he got last week. We need more of that. And Will Shipley, that's a kid that needs to get a little bit of action in the last couple of games, because he's a guy on a key third down you put in the game. He could be a difference maker. I just want to be sure that they're thinking about all the guys that are going to need to step up in key moments.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Side Saquon and letting them get ready for the playoffs.
I'm sure that they are thinking of those things, and you know, these last three games. Think about the Giants game, the Cowboys game. I'd be putting Will Shipley back there to return punts. Let's get him some reps at catching that thing and making good decisions.
I don't know about that.
Up in games.
Well, that's different. You got to be up a lot, though.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
I don't even know that he's the backup. I'm not sure exactly who our backup punt returner is, but Britton Covey, he would be the guy you need to get back. But the health is an issue. So right now, in the absence of Britton Covey potentially for health reasons, the Cooper DeJean thing, I don't know, man. I don't know that I feel great.
I'm fine with
having him being the guy.
It's a risk, but they're close enough to the finish line.
It is a risk.
You know,
I'd like to have other guys available potentially too. If Britton Covey's not able to make it back for the postseason, is it just Cooper DeJean?
Probably.
Let's see who's backing him up and get him reps now in these last three games of regular season.
Andy, here's what I'll say to your overall point. I'm not messing around with any of that unless I have a huge lead. I got to get the one seed, man. I'm not playing around. I'm not playing any nonsense games until I'm up by a ton of points in the fourth quarter. I mean, imagine.
I'm not talking about crazy stuff out of the bag like Philly Special. I'm just saying, how many touches has Will Shipley had this year? One or two?
I mean, a little bit more, but not much. Yeah, it's not much. Andy, give me a great answer. What was the tough choice in a movie or a show?
So the end of probably my favorite movie of all time. They're in LAX after this crazy adventure. Robert De Niro and Charles Grodin at the end of Midnight Run.
Yep.
And he's got to get him there by midnight to get his money. And instead, he decides to let him go.
Let him go.
It's a good one.
It is an interesting answer. All right, man. Appreciate the call, Andy. Speaking of choices, Seltzer always has a choice on Thursday of this life advice from Facebook and this life advice from Twitter and this life advice question from the text line. Which one should I choose? Let's find out. Let's do a little life advice with the hammer.
My life's a waste of time.
It's time.
I'm a tool.
For life advice with the hammer.
You know how rock bottom your life gotta be to get life advice from Joe the Camera?
The hammer.
I'm an idiot.
You guys know I love the irony to that because I'm getting ripped, and yet people, Seltzer, they still ask for the advice.
Irony indeed, my friend.
I mean, I don't know. I think it says more about them than me, but that's just me.
Yeah, I think it says a lot about the human
condition.
Yeah, the human condition. Yeah.
A lot of people need a lot of help.
There are some who really do need help
that bad. Yeah.
All right. Life advice brought to us by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material, handle, and equipment, get yourself to MHS Lift. Of course, you can also, if your equipment needs repairs, go to MHSLift.com. They are sensational. with what they do to help your business, MHSLift.com. James, what does someone need help with?
Yeah, appropriate timing-wise, a bit of a doozy here, Hammer. Let's see. You're going to really test that the irony of it all.
You know, I get a little nervous on this.
Good.
Because I don't want to look like a fool.
Good.
I do want to help someone.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
All right. We're helping Mario today. Or I should say attempting to help Mario. Mario says, Hammer, I have a holiday issue I need your help with. My girlfriend and I can't decide whose house to go to for Christmas.
Oh, no.
We can't do both because my parents and her parents live far from each other. This is our first Christmas together. We got together in January, and I really want her to come to my family's Christmas because it means a lot to me and to my family. Plus, we went to her house for Thanksgiving. However, my wife says she's never spent a Christmas away from her family, and she can't even imagine doing it. I don't think it's fair, but she seems really intense about it. What do I do here?
You said it's a wife, not a girlfriend?
A girlfriend, excuse me.
Girlfriend. So I think there is... So look, the complication is the Thanksgiving thing. But I'll tell you...
They were there.
Yeah, here's the problem. Here's the problem. So let me break it down systematically here. So the number one thing that always trumps in a situation like this, if there is health of a declining parent who's getting near death, and then you lean in that direction, obviously. Okay. If you don't have that scenario, in my opinion, it's...
Or children.
Well, there are no children. They're just dating.
Oh. Yeah. So here's the deal. I think that even though you were at her place on Thanksgiving, you should go to her place this Christmas. Because I don't think she's prepared. I mean, guys, it's December 19th. I don't think she's probably emotionally prepared for that detachment yet. So I think you should be a gentleman.
Take the bullet this
be
time.
Be chivalrous this time.
But you say next year.
You start
we're
the process.
Go to my house.
You begin the process to say, hey, listen, here's what I think we should do. Thanksgiving and Christmas alternate each time.
So you got to suck it up is what you're saying.
Suck it up this time, especially because you said it's your first time you're doing this together.
That's what it said, yeah.
So, you know, you're still in the early-ish phase of the dating.
There's a way to do it. I did it once before.
Be a gentleman.
You can do both.
It's a great way.
Well, you said they're too far apart.
You're saying you can't.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
What, is it Phil Collins at the Live Aid?
No, I'm just saying. If
get on the Concorde?
Not that far. Like, I had one where there was 3 hours.
I'm assuming he would have said they could do it.
Yeah, it was like 3 hours apart. I did Christmas Eve at one house, and then I did Christmas Day with the other family.
That's a great opportunity.
That is a possibility.
Plan for the future. You know, like, here you have this Christmas as an opportunity to just see how it goes. But then you can talk about it. Hey, what did we like? What did we not like about how that went? You can plan for the future holidays coming up.
You'll be good.
Where are we going to go for Easter? Where are we going to go for next Thanksgiving if we get to that?
Just suck this one up, but be prepared to try to start moving things in your direction next year. And that is life advice.
And don't be pouty at all, because then you'll get next year.
Listen, three
words. Handle it like a champ.
No, you got to suck it up. If you're going to do it, you got to do it. I agree with that.
Three words. Be a gentleman.
Yes. Don't resent it, though. Because of the Thanksgiving thing, it could turn into resentment. So be careful with that.
All right. Doc, let's hear from Brian Dawkins. He was on a show with Kay Adams yesterday. Big praise for Quinyon Mitchell. Also, one critique, and I totally agree with him here. One critique of Quinyon, but big praise from an all-time great Brian Dawkins.
Quinyon outside, as far as his island is concerned, his ability to do what he's doing at a young age, man, like that is not normal. That is not the normal that you see a young guy coming in. And I will tell you from what I see, and this is a message to him, like when he begins to find the football and pick it, it's going to take us to another level that they literally will not want to throw his side. When he begins to find the ball on the regular and be able to pick those, not just have PBUs, but have interceptions, they will not challenge his side.
You may remember, James, I made the same point yesterday. Maybe Doc heard me and said, you know what, the Hammer's got football wisdom.
Oh, yeah, it's probably what happened.
No, that's definitely not.
Good point, Hammer. I'm going to take that
one. But he is right, obviously. We have noticed a couple times this year, Quinyon's dropped it.
He doesn't have great hands.
Well, think about it.
So far, yeah.
Well, I mean, right now.
Yeah, he hasn't shown it yet.
And the one, GJ ran into him the one time, remember that? He got all mad at him.
I remember that. A couple weeks ago, right?
The fact that a DB who prided himself, remember, Brian Dawkins was cover ready in the slot as a safety. He could be a cornerback. He could cover the outside. Brian Dawkins, a guy who played cornerback at times at Clemson.
Yep.
is saying that Quinion is unusually advanced, that he's precocious,
awesome.
That you're not supposed to be able to do what he does in coverage yeah. at this point. That's an that's an incredible endorsement.
Well, to the best of my knowledge, no rookie started in Dawk's tenure here at corner. Bobby Taylor was 95. That was before Dawk, and Lito and Sheldon didn't start until the third year.
That's an incredible.
So I don't think a rookie ever started here with Dawk.
What coverage? What's required for coverage?
Yeah.
What it really takes? He's saying that our rookie is way ahead of where he should be. That's that we should be so proud.
I love it.